Ray Thomas with us now. Good morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, look, Canterbury today, as we've heard, Sean, another good track. Small field to start the day, only three in the opener, but the back end of the meeting is, as usual, pretty competitive. So hopefully we'll find a winner or two, Sean.
Too right. And Dave Stanley's here from Tabletop.com.au. Morning, Dave.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Good meeting. The good horses are coming back and we're seeing a lot of betting activity. Lots of scratchings have come through, so some wild fluctuations. But what's happened is with those scratchings coming out earlier, they've sort of honed in on two or three and in some cases just one in each race. So if it's this easy, we'll all have a quid the Savo.
He's hoping.
Right. That's what we want. Paul Joyce, he'll be confident too. Morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, gentlemen. And, you know, I'm fairly confident with the meeting. I think, you know, we've got a couple of horses, obviously, in the first race that, you know, I've got labelled as group horses, if not group one horses. So it's a meeting that, even though we're down on numbers, I think punters will definitely be using this meeting going forward when doing their form.
All right. Now, the first has been thinned out a bit. The Tab.com.au handicap put out two Host Win Supreme, three Vendome, six So Taken, seven Autumn, number eight Fool Gold, and nine Glamour Cruise.
Yeah, lots of scratchings this morning. This happened around that 7:30 mark, and in terms of deductions, you're going to cop a stack. What they have done, though, is the revised price, once all the scratchings were out, of Miss Fabulous, was around that 165 mark, 170 mark. It's now into 155, Miss Fabulous. So as a result, the Godolphin horse goes, in the last hour, $2 out to $2.30, and Bring the Magic goes 21 out to $26. Most interested away from this race, I am in the Golden Rose markets and other futures markets, where Miss Fabulous has been 26 into 15 for the Golden Rose.
Yeah, look, she's all the rage, isn't she? And, you know, she's got the outside gate of these three horses. You'd assume it's going to be a bit of a track gallop with only three runners. They'll probably all just find their spots early and then sort of crank it up from the 600. But, you know, Miss Fabulous, Ranier, I think they're both Group 1 horses, Ray, and I just can't wait to see them in action this afternoon.
Yeah, they both look very promising, don't they, Paul? Obviously, three-horse field tactics are going to be different now. It's going to be an interestingly run race, that's for sure. But, look, I'm leaning to the four, Miss Fabulous over the one, Rainier. As Paul hinted, both of these three-year-olds have just shown enormous talent. Rainier's only start was back in the spring of last year. He ran second the Maribyrnong trial behind Nomathage. Sunlight was third, a really solid debut. Haven't seen him since, but his two trials at Warwick Farm in recent weeks, he's got that acceleration that's reserve of a very good horse. And similar to Miss Fabulous, only the one start back in February, a good second, flashing home at Rose Hill to just be beaten in the photo. Look, she's got the boom on her by Frankel out of Samantha Miss. She's bred to be good, and I loved her recent Gosford trial, Paul, when Karen McAvoy had her on a double wraps all the way up the straight. She descended on Evelina, could have won that trial easily if Karen had pressed the button. Today's race, though, is intriguing now, down to the three runners, and tactics will play a part. But in the favour of both the two promising horses, they've got that acceleration, haven't they, Paul? I've got Miss Fabulous on top, four from one, really intriguing race. The other runner, five, Bring the Magic, runs for third. 4-1-5 in the opener, Paul.
Yeah, look, I've gone 1-4-5. You know, you can please yourself here, really. Mm. Obviously, the value is going to be hard to find in this field, but it's a race that you definitely want to enjoy watching. And if you do fancy one over the other of these two shorties, obviously, you might as well get involved. But I've gone 1-4-5. I just thought Ranier was obviously slightly better value. The Maribyrnong Plate trial form has held up well. Love his trials. And, you know, originally in the bigger field, I thought he may get a slightly better run in transit, but that's probably penciled out now. And Miss Fabulous is obviously a huge threat. As you said, Ray, that trial at Gosford, that's as good as you see horses trial. Her debut at Rose Hill, she ran some sectional splits there that were off the charts. So, look, they're both, you know, I know people say this about midweek beatings all the time, but you can bank on this. These two horses are Group 1 type horses going forward. And Bring the Magic, well, she'll probably run third today, but I didn't mind her last trial in the Performer trial. She was hard held, and no doubt Chris Waller's knows taking these two on, he's probably going to run third. But she's not hopeless. She's got some ability too going forward. 1-4-5. What an interesting race to start the day.
Rightio, 1-4-5 there from Paul. Now the second, we pull out three, Miss Radat, and number four, Altair.
Bubbles and Troubles this morning, around that 280 price out to 290, back into 270. Echo Gem in the last 2 hours has been 460 into 440. Now, Gentle Persuasion, we heard from Mark Noonan. This overnight was around that 950. Well, actually, when markets first opened was 950. They took that straight away and it was backed into like a $6.56 price. Now, there have been the scratchings. So this morning's price after scratchings was around that 5440 price. It's now into 390. So there's been good money for Gentle Persuasion. It's probably best backed in the second, guys.
Yeah, speed-wise, a bit of the pace has come out. Misradata was obviously expected to work across. So now Echo Gem may get a bit of a soft lead. Quadriga maybe presses forward from that mid-draw. And Gentle Persuasion is the interesting one here because she went back on at Wyong on debut, but she drew 10 of 12 there, and she's drawn a lot better today. Mm. So maybe she just had to go that far back to get in. She might find herself a bit closer today.
Yeah, and Paul, what do you think they might do with Bubbles and Troubles, given that she was ridden on speed in both her starts, but in that recent trial, very noticeable she was ridden out the back?
Yeah, exactly. I would say, you know, originally I had a map to go back, but with that speed coming out this morning and the Wallace stable being as astute as they are, don't be surprised if she rolls forward as well.
Mm. Yeah, look, I found this a difficult race to assess. Paul, do you go with the race fitness of Echo Gem or the two fillies coming out of the provincials who were so impressive, She's Furline or Gentle Persuasion, or do you go with the promise of Bubbles and Troubles? I've come back to the top weight Bubbles and Troubles, Paul. Her two runs during winter were excellent. She dominated a race at Warwick Farm on debut, then was really competitive when third to Deodoro and Toulouse at Rose Hill to next start, and both those horses won subsequent to that. So she's got the form around her, that's for sure. Her recent trial, as we mentioned, Paul, it was noticeable she was ridden out the back, whereas she was ridden on speed in both her first two starts, but she was working home very nicely out wide in that Performer and Fiesta trial. She was up against some really talented three-year-olds there, and she was matching motors late without being fully tested. Hugh Bowman goes on board. Where she gets to in the run is the query, but I'll go with her ability on top. Number one, Bubbles and Troubles. From six, She's Furline, who, gee, you couldn't help but be impressed with that Kembla Grange when she monstered her rivals when she let down from the top of the straight. This is tougher, but she's promising. Echo Gem will be up on speed, as Paul suggested, making her own luck around Canterbury. She could be hard to run down. And Gentle Persuasion, lovely more than ready filly, and she won with real authority at Wyong, and she's definitely up to this grade and better. Promising fillies here, Paul. I've gone one, Bubbles and Troubles on top, 1, 6, 2, and 7.
Yeah, exactly, Ray. Look, we mightn't have the Group 1 sort of horses that we're tipping out of the first, but there's plenty of black type amongst this lot, I'm sure. And I've gone 7-1-6-2. I was wrapped with that win of Gentle Persuasion at Wyong on debut. Ridden quietly from a wide gate, she monstered the line, and she was charging through it under double wrap. So she's well above average. I think she can settle that touch closer, as I mentioned earlier, and if she does, I'm marking her on top of the one, Bubbles and Troubles. Now, the point you made was terrific out of that trial, Ray, that Performer Fiesta trial, just the depth of that heat and the fact that she was matching it with them. So she's right up to winning this, just not sure where she gets to. Number six, She's Furline. She'll probably have to go back from that draw, but she absolutely steamed over top of them there at Kembla when she was first up. And number two, Echo Gem, originally not in my numbers, but after scratchings, the fact that she may get a picnic out in front, all of a sudden she's going to take a lot of catching. 7-1, 6-2 in the second.
All right, the third, we've got a full field.
We do have a full field here, so nothing wrong with these fluctuations. I'll start with the favourite, which is $4 currently, and that's Tarabai. Now, it has been $5 in the last hour into $3.90 back to $4. So there's been some coin around for this favourite. Then you've got Our Royal Egyptian, which has been $5.50 out the $6. Kennedy's been $7.50 to $6, back out the $6.50. Bella Vella, pretty solid in the market, $7.50 into $7. Stefan, no real money around, $5.50 out to $6. I also want to mention one at odds they nibbled at, Power Command, 10 into 9, back to 10. I'd say best backed, big watch on Bella Vella here at the $7 price, fellas.
Yeah, interesting there. Bella Vella was back last start as well, I'm sure. Speed-wise here, Our Royal Egyptian should take it up, but the speed coming from out wide includes Tarabai, Kennedy, Starcross, Bella Vella, and even Our Dasher. So I think the lead is probably going to be our Royal Egyptian, but there will be speed coming from out wide.
Yeah, look, I've got Tarabai coming across, settling outside our Royal Egyptian pool, and I'm going with Tarabai. Showed promise at a debut preparation, won two of her first three starts, including a Warwick Farm midweeker. She was beaten by a handy type in Sheikah in between those two wins, and then Team Hawks tested her at stakes level at Rose Hill in the Derby Munro. She was in the market that day, but just might have come to the end of her preparation. She was well beaten, but gee, I loved her recent trial at Rose Hill on August 7 when Tommy Berry rode her, and she was cruising all the way to win that trial. She's got good tactical speed. If she can negate her wide draw early, get herself into the right position around Canterbury, I think she'll be hard to run down. 7 Tarabai. It's interesting that Dave mentioned there'd been a little bit of specking for Power Command. I'd be interested in your thoughts, Paul. I thought she trialled superbly at Newcastle recently. Resuming here, hasn't won first up previously, but both her trials going into this have been super. The 6 Stefan, well, he keeps getting back, but flashing home late. He did again at Rose Hill behind Sharp Hustler. He'll be giving them a start, but he'll be charging home. And as Paul suggested, the 5-hour Royal Egyptian will probably jump straight to the front. He'll take catching around Canterbury. 7 Tarabai on top, 7, 9, 6, and 5 in the third.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ray. 7, 9, 5, and 4. Tarabai, for all the reasons you mentioned. I thought that trial in particular, she was very strong through the line after bouncing and finding the front. So I'd agree. I think she'll be up on speed. I think she'll be very hard to beat. And her only flop was in the list of Derby Munro last prep on a soft 7. So I think she's better than these. Number 9, Power Command. She did catch my eye at those trial up at Newcastle, and first up last prep was here over 1,100, and she had no luck when finishing third behind Jungle Eyes. So I think she's a definite must if you're playing Quinella's trifectas. 5-hour Royal Egyptian can only strip Peter for that first up run. And my swooper here at a bit of odds, number 4, Magic As, went well first up last prep, actually. And if they overdo it up front here with all that speed out wide, she could surprise them at big odds. 7, 9, 5, and 4.
All right, we go to the fourth now. 2 Francesco is out along with 5, Keep Up. Also 11, Lightning Nick, and at number 12, Vane de Leyen.
Hey, very good money here. One of the better back runners all day, Falcon Island, its name. In the last couple of hours, 350 into 310. It's shorter elsewhere too, by the way. So not sure how long that 310 will last. Sepoy Achievers had a bit of support, 480 to 420, back to 440 after the support. And some money around too for horse number 3. It's been 340 out to 370, but the main move here, Falcon Island boys, and as I said, one of the best back runners on the card.
Yeah, it's interesting because you've got two leaders here and they're the two favourites in the market, number 3 Gorgon and number 6 Falcon Island. Look, I think Falcon Island will take it up, even though Gorgon led throughout to win the other day, just because Falcon Island's got the wider gate and I don't think Tim Clark will have an option. And he also goes a bit keenly, whereas I think Tommy Berry on Gorgon will be happy to take a sit and maybe just tag Falcon Island throughout the run. But they're the two on-pace runners. It's just going to be interesting to see which way they settle.
Yeah, I read it exactly the same way. Paul had Gorgon just taking that sit behind Falcon Island. And look, he's a horse going to Canterbury in terrific form, having won over this course and trip last start when, as Paul said, led throughout and won well today. He'll probably settle behind Falcon Island. They run along with a genuine tempo, but he's tough. He's in form. I think he can go back-to-back here, the 3 Gorgon. 7 Tenorino gets back, always runs on, liked his effort last up behind Impasse at Warwick Farm. If he gets the brakes in running, he'll be finishing hard. 10 Sepoy Achiever, look, she's had her chances, hasn't she, Paul? But she's going to win a race one day here. She's been thereabouts in recent starts. Just needs luck in running. The 6 Falcon Island, look, he's short enough now, but I can understand why there's been money for him, because if he can control tempo, he'll be hard to beat. He was disappointing in Saturday class at Rose Hill last up. I just don't think he ran the 2,000, Paul. Back to 1550 around Canterbury, he could certainly improve his form. Prior to that, Rose Hill flop was pretty good. 3 Gorgon, I think you can go back-to-back here. 3 on top in race 4, 3, 7, 10, and 6.
Yeah, I'm same thought process as you, Ray. Why not stick with Gorgon, the in-form horse? 3, 1, 9, and 10. We've spoken about the run he should get. Last start winner this track distance, only up 2 kilos on that. And he's really rode his peak fifth up off a spell. So I'll go with Gorgon. Look, I think if you want to get some value out of the race, maybe play Quinella's trifectas. Number 1, Darcy's Affair goes in for 2nd. This horse has been running in stronger company than this, and he's been having no luck. He was trapped deep at Rose Hill in the Sparky Lad Impavido race when 3rd, And then in the Coffs Harbour Cup, he was always wide working under 60 kilos, and he was only beaten three lengths. So I think he could be the improver here at odds. The nine Gravitate, blinkers go back on. When this horse was right, he could definitely win a race like this down in the weight. Three starts ago, he thumped to Falcon Island when you look at the weight. So they carried the same weight, and Gravitate beat Falcon Island. Yet today, he gets 5.5 kilos off Falcon Island. And if you look at the market, it just doesn't make sense at all. And number 10, Sepoy Achiever, I've got her down as a professional place getter. So if you are playing the trifectas of first fours, you can throw her in there. But three on top from 1, 9 and 10.
All right. Now, the fifth one out, number 2, Savan. 5, Waimea Bay. 9, See the Show. 13, Moccasin Mist. 14, Dolly's Dew.
260 here for Zonk. It's been 290 into 260. It is your favourite with tab.com.au. Then you're out to Lady IM, which has been $3.70 out to $4. Duchess Padrill's been $8.50 out to $9.50. Speedway's also slightly drifted. Money around here for Zavina off the inside, it's been $13 to $12. And also Megamall, $13 to $12. One of the quietest betting races on the program, though, fellas.
Yeah, speed-wise, there doesn't look a lot of it. I think Zonk can lead if she jumps, which she usually does, but she can throw in a surprise start on occasion. And Lady Shelf wants drawn perfectly for Ty England. I expect her to be in the first two or three. Maybe Megamall, maybe Royal Fashion, but the rest of them tend to get back. So a little bit up in the air as to where the speed comes from here, right?
Yeah, I think Zonk probably lands in front of Paul. I think over the last 12 months or so, you and I have probably said this a number of times. This looks the perfect race for Zonk, but invariably she finds one better than her on the day. But look, I'm going to stick with her, even though she is very much a professional place getter. I just think she gets run of the race stuff made to order here. We know she likes Canterbury. She's in form, coming off a really good second behind Sweet Scandal, who's been in winning touch right through the winter. She'll jump, she'll lead with the claim. She gets in well at the weights, ticks all the boxes, just whether she wants to win. That's the one concern I have. But I think this is Zonk's race. One Zonk on top for the very reason that she'll just control the tempo here and get every possible hope. The 12 Lady IM, look, if there is a genuine tempo up front, she's the mare he'll be rattling home. She comes out of the Sweet Scandal race, a different one at Warwick Farm when she ran third behind Sweet Scandal in Royal Fashion, heading the line hard late. And with luck in running here, she'll be finishing hard. Duchess Padrill, I think, has been improved by recent racing, and I wouldn't be surprised to see her run a good race here back in her right grade. And the 8 Lady Shell Font, that was a pretty dominant win at Newcastle last start. She's in pretty good touch at the moment. One Zonk, is it her day, Paul? I hope it is in the fifth. 1, 12, 7 and 8.
You're too brave for me, Ray, sticking with Zonk here. Look, on paper, she just won the race. And when I sort of mapped them, I thought, I'm going to have to tip her, but I just couldn't do it. So I've gone 8, 1, 12 and 6. I'm backing Lady Shelf on each way, and that's the reason I decided to put Zonk second, because she was big double figure odds, this mare, and she's just massive overs in this race. I think she'll settle in the first two or three. You've got maybe the most informed jockey in Sydney at the moment, Ty Angler, aboard. And this combination trainer-jockey produced a Saturday win about a week and a half ago at 30-1. So I'm happy to back her. I thought she was dominant at Newcastle with apprentice Ashley Borg in the saddle. Prior to that, she was very brave at Kembla when trapped wide the trip. So I think she's going to run a massive race here at the big odds, number 8 Lady Shell Font. And I'd rather have something on her each way than I would load up on Zonk to win, because, as we said, she just... You know, on paper, she wins these races, and you look at the starting prices. She's been favourite at 4 of her past 5 starts, and she hasn't won one of them. So, she, you know, for me, I've just had to give up on her. Number 12, Lady IM for third. Look, I think the way the Snowdens are training is working, getting her to settle and find the lines. She just needs a bit of luck. And I thought the 6 Speedway's been trialling with a lot of the sharpness in her legs for a horse that's obviously looking for further. So if there's any late money for her, she could be the surprise packet here. But I'm backing Lady Chalfont each way, 8, 1, 12 and 6.
Now, race 6, point out Dubai in style, number 4 and 12, Night Breaker.
All right, quick look at the market here. Now, it's pretty wide open. You're getting 460 the field. Fantastic Man favourite. It's been solid at that 460. White Boots has drifted. It's at 550. Shadal's been 7 into 650. Money around down the bottom here for Le Cavalier. In the last couple of hours, it's been a $12 into $10 price, and also some money around two for Mutarakam. Bit of a minefield, I'd say. Probably best backed in the last half an hour, Le Cavalier.
Yeah, it was interesting. Last week we had a race very similar to this grade over the 1900, and it was almost the same sort of market. And as it turned out, it was a minefield. You know, half the field got held up for runs, and we ended up with a roughie winning it in It's a Fait Accompli. But this week, the speed's similar, drawn out, realised potential. You've got White Boots and you've got Chief Kidder. So they're the three that work across. Mudarakam kicks up. Dalmatia Prince gets a nice run. And Ray, a bit like last week, I have a feeling with 200 to go, you're going to have about six or seven spread across the track.
Yeah, take your point, Paul. And I've gone for one of those horses that comes out of that race you're talking about last week. And as Dave said, he's been spec'd. That's the 14, Le Cavalier. He was one of those horses who didn't get much galloping room in the straight. He was last turning for home, but he's weaved his way through to run fourth, beaten a length and a half in that It's a Fait Accompli race. Look, he's going well, gets into the lightweight again. The tempo that Paul suggested is the key, because he does tend to get back in the field. Last week, though, Paul, he did draw an outside gate, and I think they had little option but to go back. Today, he's drawn in the centre of the field in gate seven. Perhaps he can settle a little closer and look. I know he doesn't win out of turn, but he goes into this Canterbury race in really good form. Prior to that effort last week, he was a very good winner on the Acton track at Canberra. So the Old Black's going well, gets in with a lightweight, gets the tempo to suit. He can run a race at odds around $10. Number 14, Le Cavalier, on top each way. Look, no knock on White Boots. One thing about this horse, Paul, very, very genuine White Boots. He's tough. He'll stand out. He's a flashy chestnut with a flaxen mane, but he gets himself up on speed and he fights hard when challenged. He'll run a race here. The 7, Shadal, look, there were excuses for him last start when he was unplaced as a short price favourite behind Trafalgar. He pulled up mildly lame. You've got to give him another chance, because his previous start, he was good beating Wang Shan at Newcastle. Wang Shan has since won in the Saturday class. So he's definitely got ability. And the fact that the Chris Wallace table got him running here today, they must be happy with Shadal. He could bounce out of the ground. The 5, Fantastic Man. He's always thereabouts. Hasn't really got a turn of foot. But provided this race is run at the tempo we expect, that'll suit him. He'll keep grinding away. Competitive race, race 6, 14, Le Cavalier, each way on top, 14, 6, 7 and 5.
Yeah, very open affair. I've gone 7, 9, 8 and 3, and Ray touched on the reason here for 7, Shadal. Form line prior to last start is superior to these. Only carries 55.5 after the claim for Sam Weatherly, and did pull up that mildly lame last start. So if you can forgive that and get your head around the fact that he was beaten there as a $2.50 favourite, I think he's really good value today, and it wouldn't surprise me if he bounced back and won. The 9, Bocce, well, it comes out of that train wreck of a race last Wednesday, and look, he was probably travelling to win on the turn. He's ended up running 12th of 14, so that's how much interference he copped in the straight. Number 8, Boomtown Rat, one that gets back, will be rattling down the outside late. And the 3, Realised Potential. I left him out of my numbers last week. He knocked me out of the quaddy. I'm not going to make the same mistake again. Cheryl Roberts has got this 6-year-old racing in terrific form. 7, 9, 8 and 3 in race 6.
Final event, we pull out 4, Catmosphere, number 8, Mega Mall, 9, Royal Fashion, 10, Pro Consul and 13, Dancy.
All right, favourite here is Star of the Seas, and this morning it has been 250 into 240. There's been some money around for Deluxe Rocker at the $9 price. It's been 950 into 9. Savan is pretty solid at the $5. It's been 550 into 5. And one I want to mention at odds, which they have been nibbling at, is Mr. Houseman here. Pretty interestingly backed each way. The other one, too, is Bull Market. So the 5 and the 6 here, the 2 from a tab point of view money-wise.
Yeah, good race to round out the quaddy. I think Deluxe Rocker will kick up from that inside gate. The other speed runners, Chief in Command and also Veronillo. And that looks the speed in the race, Ray. Just enough there to entice the back markers late.
Yeah, Star of the Seas, Paul, just lobs into a night spot.
Oh, should lob in basically to the box seat. I've got it, so maybe fourth the fence.
Yep. Look, I'm going with him, Paul. Look, I know it's a bit of a trap for bad players when you're taking a horse out of a maiden straight to a benchmark 78 against some seasoned campaigners. We must remember he's only had the 3 starts, Star of the Seas, but There's a lot to like about him. It's interesting the Chris Wallace stable have scratched him a couple of times since he resumed with that maiden win at Warwick Farm on July 18. The second and third place getters, you could question the form line. Perhaps they've been beaten into second spot at their next starts, but Star of the Seas did dominate that race. And I go back to his previous preparation, which was in the spring of last year. He did run third to Perrette and Icon of Dubai at a Canterbury maiden, and the format of that race certainly looks good now. Look, always been a bit of a rap on Star of the Seas, and I think he's a young horse on the rise, gets run-of-the-race stuff. It is a jump in grade here, but I'm prepared to back him on potential 11 Star of the Seas to beat one Berenillo. This is the interesting runner for mine, Paul. I'll be interested in your thoughts. As a two-year-old, he was good enough to be placed in a Silver Slipper and a Todman Slipper, ran eighth in the Golden Slipper. So far, since then, he hasn't lived up to that sort of early potential, struggled a bit as a three-year-old, but he's had one run back at Geelong in July. Since has come back to Sydney, Godolphin bring him back home, so to speak. And I thought his recent trial at Randwick, when he was inside a race fit Sea Hampton, he was going really well that day, Berenillo. He might be ready to show something like his old form, and we know he's got a touch of quality about him. Five Bull Market, super comeback run behind Crafty Tycoon at Warwick Farm. He can only improve off that. And the three Crafty Tycoon did a good job first up, but again, a backable price here. He's an honest type. 11 Star of the Seas. I'm going with his potential in the last. 11 on top from 1, 5 and 3.
Yeah, look, I've gone 7, 11, 5 and 14. Berenillo not in the numbers, but an absolute watch horse out there this afternoon. At this stage, 7 Savan on top. Look, I know she's got a bad strike rate, 2 from 20, but she's placed 8 occasions, and I thought her last run had a lot of merit behind Smart Edge. She drew wide. James McDonald was very positive on her early, but unfortunately, they just ripped along in front and she had to do all the chasing. She was still in front with 75 to go, ended up running sixth. I thought it was a very brave effort. And today, I think Ty Anglin gets the opportunity to ride her just off the speed. And I think that's how she's best suited. So the 7 Savan, just ahead of Star of the Seas, number 11. Ray covered everything around the form lines there with this four-year-old. He's been in and scratched a couple of times, which is, you know, you can read into it a little bit too much, I suppose. If he's absolutely top of his game today, he'll be extremely hard to beat off that maiden win at Warwick Farm. The 5 Bull Market, I like the way it closed off at Warwick Farm fresh. And the 14 Deluxe Rocker, I've thrown it in down in the weight, so it looks as though it'll find the front and the fence from barrier one. 7, 11, 5 and 14 in the last.
Now, Dave, what's been best back today?
Well, best backed, no prizes. The horse in the first is fabulous. Was very well backed as soon as we opened markets. I'm going to throw out Falcon Island, though. That's the one away from the favourite, which every man and their dog wants to be on, that there's been some pretty clever cash for. So race 4, number 6, Falcon Island. It's the go, 350 to 310.
All right, so that's yours. Now, good on your day. We'll talk to you through the day.
Thanks, mate.
Okay. Now, Paul, what do you like? What's your best?
Look, I'm going with Gentle Persuasion in race 2. We're race 2, number 7. There are a few chances in the race, but I think she's the right price to have a decent bet on. And in race 5, number 8, Lady Chalfont. No doubt, Sean, that'll be the best result I've had for a while if you can get the cash in race 5.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Paul. Have a top day.
Thanks, Sean. See you, Ray.
Ray Thomas. Now, Ray, what do you like?
Yeah, I'm taking on Paul in race 2. I like the Toppy Bubbles and Troubles up against Paul's best Gentle Persuasion. I think they're all nice fillies going forward. And have something each way in race 6, number 14, Le Cavalier, about the $10 or $12 market. He'll run a terrific race.
All right, good on you, Ray. Talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Sean.